Welcome to Shomar Shalom Daf, your sponsor, Lui Nishmas Arim Yaakov Shalom Aleha Basitzchok. We're holding in Yevamos Daf Tzayin. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings Omar Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Omar Bar Yudason. Pasuk says, Sar Ha'oilom Amore. The Sar of the Oilom, the Malach in charge of the world, he said it. What did he say? Nareiti Gamzakanti. I was young, I became old, I saw the entire history of the world. Toises debates over here, who is Sar Ha'oilom? He brings the Piyut that says that Sar Ha'olam is the Malach Matat, the Malach that we met in Maseches Chagigah, the one that when the four went to the Pardes, they saw him. He is the Malach who represents the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu down here in the world, as the Ramban says on the Pasuk HaParsha Mishpatim, regarding the Malach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends with Am Yisrael. He is in charge of the world. He's the Megaler Gilui Hashem here in the world. So the Torah says, Sar Ha'olam is Matat, that's the Piyut says in one place. On the other hand, we know that there is a person named Chanoich. Chanoich, who was one of the tzaddikim in the beginning of the world, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him before his time. And what happened to him before when he took him? The Piyut says he became the Sar Matat. He became that Malach. So if Chanoich became the Malach Matat, it can be that he's Sar Ha'olam, because Sar Ha'olam was a Malach since the beginning of the world. Chanoich was a human being that was born seven generations into the world, and then he turned to be a Malach. So how do you reconcile these two things? Is Sar Ha'olam Matat, or is Chanoich Matat? And Tosis says in one of the options that it's probably Midrash of Chalukim, it's a Machlekes. We don't know, it can be both. But in the name of the Arizal, the Sifrim Kabbalim explain it, and they say the Pshat is that Sar Ha'olam is Matat and is also Chanoich. And the idea is that Arizal says that every tzaddik in the world has two parts of his neshama. He has a part which is up there in Shemaim, and he has another part which is down here in the world. That's why Chazal tells in the Zohar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to the tzaddikim, he says their name twice, Avram, Avram, Moshe, Moshe. One referring to the neshama up there, one referring down to the neshama down here. So says the Arizal, Chanoich was the his galus, the revelation of his lower neshama was revealed in a human being called Chanoich. But is the higher part of the neshama was the Malach Matat that was there from the beginning of the world. Chanoich eventually came down from down here in the world and went up to become that Malach. And this is a yisoid of the Arizal, that there's two people, they're human beings that turn to be Malachim. One is Chanoich, and the other one is Eliyahu HaNavi, and they both were human beings that turned to be Malachim. And says the Arizal, Chanoich is Sar Ha'olam, Chanoich is Matat. It used to be separated into two. It used to be Matat up there with the Neshama Elyoino, and Chanoich is the Neshama Tachtoino. And eventually he went up and converged, became one with that Neshama Elyoino of his. Chanoich turned to be that Malach called Matat. And to explain a little bit more, somewhere that we can have a tefis in it, what does it mean Chanoich became a Malach? What's the idea in it? So this Rabbi Yerbichai explains a big yesoid. He says always the seventh generation corrects the first generation. We see it in the beginning of the Torah that you have Cain. Cain did a big avera. When was he punished? He was punished with the seventh generation called Tuval Cain. The Tuval Cain died for the sins of Cain. He goes on to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was fixed with Dovid HaMelech. It's called the seventh generation. You need to understand why it's the seventh generation. And that's always in the world. The seventh generation corrects the first generation. Mimele, Zog de Ramchal. Adam HaRishon sinned. Who is the one who corrects the sin of Adam HaRishon? Who is the one who brings some tikkun to the chet Adam HaRishon? That is Chanoich, because Chanoich is a seventh generation from Adam. Meaning, in a sense, Chanoich goes back to Adam HaRishon before the chet. You know, the Adam Rishon before the Chet, like Mon Chagiga told us, he was some huge spiritual concept that connected to every part of the world. We know the Adam Rishon before the Chet, the Ramban explains to us, did not really have a Yetzirah in him. It was a different type of challenge. Adam Rishon before the Chet was not supposed to die. It's something which is way beyond where the world is today. As the Mikubalim explained, after Chet Adam Rishon, the whole world went down. It's not only Adam Rishon. But the world that we're living in is a different type of world. So if Chanoich fixes Chet Adam HaRishon, he doesn't fit anymore to this world. He belongs to something which is way beyond the boundaries of this world. He is, compared to this world, he is a malach. That's what it means. The chanoich becomes the malach matat. And it's brought down in the name of the Arizal. The idea is that the hanhog of the world, the proper hanhog of the world, has to come from the tachtoinim, has to come from us, human beings. Chanoich is that human being who is able to correct chet adam rishon and bring back the world to its original state. And that's why he cannot be in this world, the lower world. And this is what Rashi brings in Chumash. And the Pasuk says, Keinenu, Kilkachos Elokim. Rashi says he was a tzaddik, but it would be very easy to do a chet. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu took him before his time. Meaning the maila the Chanoich was able to get to, you cannot sustain in this world. He was taken from this world, and he becomes the malach, Sarah Oilom, the one who's Megal Hashem Hashem, but it comes from Techtoinim, it comes from human beings. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shav email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshav@gmail.com.